Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning? Good. So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Josh Heldrick. I recently graduated from Bacosin High School, and I'm leaving in about 2 days to go to Virginia Tech to study mathematics, which I know how disgusting that sounds. So, I may not have been coming here since I was 4, but I've been coming here since 8th grade when Bruce Knight invited me to come help unload pumpkins for the pumpkin patch. It was just history from there, meeting Ryan and the rest of the youth. So after many years of goofing around with everybody, having a good time at KYG, at the mission trips and everything, I'm proud to say that this was my 5th mission trip. So I have another Bible verse picked out for today. It is Acts 13:47, and it reads, "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you the Gentiles that you bring salvation to the ends of the earth." So God created you and I to go out and spread the word of God. And the youth manages to do this through the mission trip. We go out and show the works of God through our actions. So I will start, because we didn't have a youth service last year, I'm going to talk about last year's mission trip first. We spent most of the week ripping off and putting on new shingles, which you'll see from pictures later on, that is much more difficult pulling off shingles than applying new ones. And then after we finished that, another group of people went and did odd jobs on another lady's house. So somehow, through these blistering heat on the roof, the hard work we put in every day, and just being exhausted from the days, we managed to keep a positive attitude through Ryan's beautiful singing of soundtracks from The Lion King or Mulan. All families we worked with were so extremely grateful for the work we did on the roofs. And then, once I had completed the job with the teams working on those roofs, I went and helped the lady that I was talking about we did the odd jobs for. She was also extremely grateful and could not thank us enough for the work that we had done in our house, and it was the most fulfilling thing. So then comes to this year's mission trip, which was slightly different from most years' mission trips because we didn't have as much construction to do. We were doing more lawn maintenance and other small things like that. So, for this year's projects, we rebuilt a lady's porch like Bailey and Mason and Sean talked about. We helped the camp that we stayed at just do a little bit of maintenance around there. And we also helped a corporation, almost to say, that helped the mentally disabled. I personally worked on the porch, doing the maintenance around the camp, and then helping do lawn maintenance at this place. So, after every hard day of working at these places, whether it was putting down mulch at a hiking trail, pulling weeds at this lawn maintenance place, or building the new porch, they always would have fresh food for us, and they would have something to do for the afternoon. So, what would they have for us to do in the afternoon? Well, there was a ropes course, which, let me tell you, there was a beam that was a good 8 feet when you looked up, and Ryan was determined to get over it by himself. May have taken him 30-ish minutes, but he got it. It was quite impressive. They also had us make our own ice cream one more day, and we also had many nights around a campfire, which we continued to sing songs from Frozen, The Lion King, or even Mulan, which is still led by Ryan. So the lady at the porch was so grateful that we were doing the work on her house that she had a cookout for us, making us fresh hamburgers and hot dogs, potato salad, and had soda there for us, which was amazing. It was so nice to have in the middle of the day. This just showed us how much of an impact you can have doing such small things for people you don't even know. It's honestly great. And just through the grace of God and a little bit of blood, a whole lot of sweat, and a couple tears here and there, it's a great experience to go on these mission trips. For over the years, this youth group and church has had such an amazing impact on my life. Whether it was showing Ryan who's boss in ping pong, unknowingly meeting my best friend, or making friendships that will last a lifetime, and Tyler and Kelly Bray, who drove 9 hours the other day to come and spend 3 days with us, with Sam and I, and then drove back. Having Natalie Bono, who came down for this trip, And one day she'll realize that Virginia Tech's burnt orange is significantly better than Syracuse's regular orange. And Ryan for helping me with everything I accomplished. Finally, I thank all of you for being not only my church family, but my family in Christ. Thank you.